to accomplish a quiet inspiration or just a normal resting type of inhalation, what has to happen is the diaphragm needs to contract. So the diaphragm, which rests right above the liver and separates the thoracic cavity from the abdominal cavity, is going to contract. And when it contracts, normally the diaphragm is sort of forms a C shape, or it extrudes up into the thoracic cavity in the shape, kind of a C shape, I guess. And there are some diagrams in your textbook that can help you to see this. When the diaphragm contracts, it actually flattens out. So by flattening out and not extending so far into the chest cavity, the diaphragm, when it contracts, actually makes the chest cavity larger. And by doing that, of course, it's going to decrease the pressure because there's more room for the gas molecules that are there and cause air to move in. Now, in addition to the diaphragm contracting for quiet inspiration, the external intercostals are also going to be involved. So the external intercostal muscles, which are between the ribs, are going to also contract, and that allows the chest cavity to become larger and allows inspiration to occur. Now, for quiet expiration, there are no muscles involved. Basically, what happens is the diaphragm relaxes, which pushes it back up towards the chest cavity or into the chest cavity, making that space smaller. And the external intercostals also relax, and that causes the chest cavity to contract somewhat. And that, again, increases the pressure within the chest cavity and pushes the air outward. Now, so that's what happens with quiet inspiration and quiet expiration. So quiet inspiration is facilitated by contraction of the diaphragm and contraction of the external intercostal muscles. Quiet expiration is simply a passive event as these two sets of muscles, the diaphragm and the external intercostals, relax again. Now, forced inspiration and forced expiration, this is when you're taking an especially large breath in or forcing your breath out, for example, for blowing out birthday candles or some such thing, and more air needs to move into the chest cavity or into the lungs. And in this case, there are accessory muscles that are going to help, especially with the forced inspiration, and these are going to help to expand the chest cavity more than just the external intercostals would do. And for forced forced exhalation, the internal intercostals are going to contract. So they're going to work in opposition of those external intercostals, which were important for inspiration. So just want to remind you that for forced expiration, forced inspiration, of course the diaphragm will contract, the external intercostals will contract, and some additional accessory muscles will also help out to make the chest cavity larger. And for forced expiration, getting rid of that air, the internal intercostals are going to contract to help with that process.